You're listening to Run, Thrive, Survive with Sierra Carter. If you're looking for more energy, more productivity, and just an overall happier life, you're right where you need to be.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Run, Thrive, Survive. I'm your host, Sierra Carter, and as usual, we are here to run our lives and not let life run us by diving deep inside a runner's mind. Guys, I'm so excited about today's podcast. We've got Aaron Robinson here on the podcast. You can find him on Instagram at My Crazy Collies. And if you have a Runner's World subscription or you read a lot of the Runner's World articles, you may have heard of him. He is the one that has run consecutive marathons. He's on his 112th marathon with his Border Collies. Woo! You guys know how much of a sucker I am for dogs since I got Riley. He has changed my entire life. And I really wanted to bring on Aaron because I was reading the article and it wasn't just about what he's doing, but it was kind of more of a criticism of, is this animal cruelty? Should people actually do this with their dogs? And I kind of jumped on it. If you're watching my story a lot, I jumped on this and I brought up every source I could find showing them, you know, in the article, they didn't put what kind of dog it was. It's a border collie. They're border collies. When you look up border collies on average, how far they run, especially if they're bred to be working dogs, guys, it's like over 25 miles plus a day. That's easily a marathon plus some. And he even talks about in his podcast, like, they've gone running and they're on their third or fourth walk for the day. These are the type of dogs that need mental stimulation. Like, they need stimulation or they rip things up. Riley is a 7-month-year-old puppy, which I've had gotten a lot of flack for running with him. But I got the go ahead from a vet that was like, you know, this dog is going to either run with or without you. So you get to decide. And I'm not taking him on sprints. I'm not taking him like extremely far yet because he is a puppy, but we're building up to it. And I bet you like this dog, Riley, is going to be able to run just as far, hopefully someday, you know, with his awesome human trainer, right? But I wanted to bring him on because I want to hear it from him. I want to hear, he has the experience with it. This is their 112th marathon. It's him and his two pups. And I want to hear from him basically what's going on behind the scenes and why is there so much criticism behind it. Now, of course, we also dug deep into his why, because I always love like what keeps us mentally going. 112 marathons, that's a lot, especially if it's averaging you 4 to 5 hours. And he brings it up and I'm going to tell you, it's intense and it's one of the most enlightening and incredible, powerful whys I've heard in a while. So you guys, before I bring him on, I have to shamelessly plug myself. Please leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. I know I haven't been as consistent as I was hoping I would starting back in like January, February, but I'm very happy to announce that I finally got an office in Salt Lake City. Well, I guess it's in Murray outside of Salt Lake City. In Murray outside of Salt Lake City for ABA services. So that means if you're looking for a way to improve your performance in your sports, in running, maybe you know somebody that's dealing with eating disordered behavior, or maybe you know someone that's dealing with stress, burnout, or like very, very, very difficult weight loss, send them on over, you guys. Plug me in, please. I am trying to build up my own clientele, which is a journey on its own. But I do focus on almost all of that. ABA, I like to say it's kind of the bridge between, I work with therapists, and also I bridge between coaching. I'm like more advanced in the coaching era, bridging it into the mental health, dealing with the emotions and all the behaviors behind it. So if a lot of other things haven't worked for you and you feel like you're feeling hopeless, you guys reach out, talk to me. Let's see if we can work together. I'm so excited. I'm just excited to share. This has been such a long time coming. I'm just so excited to share that I finally got my own office. So now that I've shamelessly plugged myself, I'm excited to bring on Aaron with My Crazy Collies. Let's hear about running with our pups. I'm super excited to have you here. When I saw your story on Runner's World, I got really excited because, well, two things. First off, when I read the title, I was like, that's incredible. I bet they're like border collies or some kind of like herding dog. And then I realized they are, even though they had a whole different picture of dogs in the actual in the actual article itself. So, Erin, I invite you on right now. Just kind of give us a little bit about yourself, like who you are and like what was that article about?
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much for having me on your podcast, by the way. So my name's Erin. I'm trying to run as many marathons every day as I can. So the consecutive marathon record. I'm doing that with my two dogs. So I've got two border collies, Inca and River. And the article was kind of asking, is it cruel to run with your dogs? I'd actually done a video kind of trying to answer that question. Because I think for a lot of people, they might be surprised. Dogs running marathons, dogs running a marathon every day. But actually, my two dogs are my best training buddies ever because they never get tired. They never judge my running.
This is true. This is very true.
And they always turn up on time. So they're the best running buddies you can have. But yeah, so we're trying to break the world record. We've done 112 today. So 112 marathons in 112 days. And we're just going to keep going for as long as we possibly can.
Wow. I mean, that's a 112 marathons. I've only run like 15 marathons in general. So 112 is incredible. So let me ask you this, starting out with this Runner's World article, what were they asking you when they asked if it's cruel to run with your dogs? And I'm sure you probably get a lot of blowback. I've got blowback running with my own dog that people tell me he can't run, but he's a border collie Australian shepherd. They're runner dogs. So like, yeah. what was that like main like question behind it? And what would you say?
I think it was actually based on a video that I had done that they were touching on. I think it's because, yeah, like I said, a lot of people, maybe if they have a dog at home, they can't see their dog running a marathon every single day.
This is true.
So if they think it's perhaps cool for their dog, they think it might be cool for every single dog. For me, there's a big difference between a working dog, a dog that's been bred to work generation after generation, which is the two dogs I have, and then a dog that's a pet, basically.
Yeah.
Big time. So for me, like I just said before we started, like my dogs have just come back for their second walk a day. They could go for a third. They could go for a fourth.
Oh, gosh. They can go all day.
They never stop. That's what they're bred to do. They're bred to work the whole day. And also, I'm not very fast. I'm not a fast runner. So I'm not like doing marathons in just over 2 hours. Today was a bit faster, but usually it's around 5 hours. So for them, it's a 5 hour walk. So they're pretty happy getting a 5 hour walk every day. So yeah, that's what we do.
No, I love that you bring up, not saying any offense, that you're not that fast. That's what I've been telling people. Like he like trots next to me. He's not full out sprinting for hours on end. They're trotting next to you and they love being out. So did you get your border collies? Are they like from working dogs? Because you can kind of breed border collies both ways, like to be more, a little bit more domesticated or like on the farm, working dogs ready to like go miles and miles and miles.
Yeah. So one's from a working line.
Okay.
Farm, and the other one isn't. And you can kind of tell the difference.
isn't that funny?
But they're both super energetic. So it's very hard to tire them out. And also they just love working with you, running with you.
Yeah.
If you're doing something, I don't know if it's the same with you with Riley, but if you're having fun going for a run, they love it too. And I think it would be cruel to keep them at home. So I kind of wish people knew that. Just come with a run. Come for a run with me. You'll see how happy they are.
Right.
Watch some of the videos. They love doing it. That they love working with you, running with you, and it's fun for them. So I think it's positive. Yeah. So
no, I couldn't
leave them at home anyway.
No, I'm right there with you. They get so excited, and I think the first thing that I even posted with that article. If you just Google like border collies, like on average, how far can they run? It's like 25 to 35 miles a day. I mean, that's what they're bred to do is just run around all day long. So I love that. I love that you're bringing that to light because I wouldn't run with a Pomeranian for, consecutive marathons. Like that's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly. I think like dogs are some of the most varied species in the world, really.
Oh yeah.
Like a Chihuahua is different from a Great Dane, from a Greyhound, from a Collie. Like there's huge difference and they've literally been bred to do different tasks. So I think it's when you say, is it cruel for a dog to do this? Like, well, which dog do you mean? It really depends.
Yeah.
So, but in a way it was good because it allowed me to talk a little bit about it. And so people perhaps don't know all that much about border collies. So border is like they're named after the border between England and Scotland.
That's cool.
So border collies. They're farm dogs. They herd sheep all day. They're super intelligent. I had one growing up as well, so I know the breed fairly well. And I love them. If there's another one there.
I know, I see it in the picture.
So if I had to get another dog, they would still be a border collie. So, yeah.
And not to mention they're extremely smart. They're very smart dogs. So what behind this consecutive marathons and working towards breaking the world record or setting the record, what made you want to start this?
Yeah, it's two things. One I saw, I was kind of following the women doing a similar thing, breaking the consecutive marathon world record. So it changed hands quite a few times in a short space of time. It was like 100, then 104, 106. And seeing those women do it, I thought, I'd love to do that as well. It looked, I like pushing myself. And I think it's actually something, as a slower runner, like I'm never going to break any athletic records.
I get
but
that.
I think slower runners, like I can go longer. I can still do that. And I quite like that thing with a lot of records now that if I'm never going to beat an athletic record, there's still others that perhaps I can do. So I don't have to be fast. I just have to be kind of gritty.
Inconsistent.
And it's been great for me as well because I've felt like I've hugely improved my mental resilience. I do really like pushing myself. I wouldn't say I'm a faster runner now because doing the same thing every day, you don't really get the time to rest.
Yeah.
But I feel a lot more confident in myself. I feel a lot more proud that I've accomplished something now. I feel like I have anyway. And just running outside every single day, even when you don't want to run outside, it's fantastic for your well-being. It's fantastic just getting outside. I don't know if you can tell, I've got a bit sunburnt today, but I love just getting outside. It's just, I feel, yeah, my legs are tired, but I feel really positive as well, and that's great. I think that's really important to kind of push myself to do that. And then the second reason why I'm doing this, I'm raising money for charity, so I'm raising money for Hope for Justice.
I love that.
So they're a charity that raise, that support victims of modern slavery and human trafficking. So that's something that's really important to me, something I'm passionate about. So people who are trapped into sexual slavery or forced to work and threatened and beaten and really some nasty stuff, basically. So it's something that I care quite a lot about. And in doing this, I'm trying to raise awareness about that as well. So all those things combined means I've got to do it.
Yeah. It gives you a stronger why so you can get your foot out that door.
Yeah.
So
exactly. I'm running this and I can stop at any time. People who are trapped literally can't run away.
Oh, wow.
I do think about that. Like no pain that I'm going to go through is worse than being trapped and forced to sell your body or work for someone and not have a choice, not earn any money, have your passport confiscated from you, be trapped in a foreign country. It's kind of horrible things. So actually, it's a privilege, I think, to raise money and do what I'm doing. So I don't think it's, when I put it in that perspective, I don't think of what I'm doing as hard. It's actually quite a privilege.
Wow. I was about to ask you, like, what keeps you going in the way to just get out the door on the days your body hurts? And I think that's probably exactly, that's powerful.
It's definitely that, or it's my dogs jumping on me saying, you've got to get up. So it's that too.
They're like, hey, I'm ready to go for a run. Let's go.
I don't need an alarm clock, I'll tell you.
Wow. No, so what is the number of marathons that you're going to have to do to beat that record?
So the official Guinness record for a male was only, I think it was 62.
So you've
done more than that.
You've almost doubled it.
Yeah, but there's lots of people that have done more unofficially. So unofficially, someone's done over 600.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
when you think of it like that, it's like I don't really care about the official one anymore. So I haven't officially announced this, by the way, but, I'm going to try and
do that. Hearing it first here.
Yeah, exclusive on your podcast. But, yeah, I'm going to try and do more than 600. So,
wow.
But it's also like, I'm really trying to take it every day at a time. And obviously, for me, I'm doing it with my dogs. So if my dogs get injured, we're just going to stop. It's like the three of us, we're doing it as a team. So if one dog got sick or something, I wouldn't still carry on. I feel like we have to all do it or we're not going to do it. So there's lots of variables involved. We could stop at any time, but if everything goes well, I'm going to try and keep doing it.
And yeah. Release that number. Yeah. So let's talk about injury and like recovery and with you and your dog. So with you, I'll start with you. What do you do for recovery? Because obviously it's not take a rest day. So what do you do in between runs that is going to keep you going and your body moving?
So I think my answer is going to be really disappointing. I don't really do that much. I find doing the same thing every day helps, even if that's not a lot.
You're a true runner then. That's what runners do. We do nothing. We're just like, oh, we'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do stretching. And I actually got called out by my sister, who told me off when I said I didn't do that. I do have a muscle gun that I sometimes use, but sometimes it makes it worse. So honestly, sometimes I don't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel better when you kind of don't do anything? I feel like when you're in that constant state of just going, it doesn't matter sometimes.
I think what helps is the habit. So if you do the same thing every day, no matter kind of what it is, if you start adding new things to it, then my body gets a bit confused, I think. I know other people that have had massages and other things. I haven't done any of that. But I think it helps for me just keeping this, doing the same thing. And I think habit is actually really important in continuing this world record. Like sometimes people say, oh, you must have amazing willpower. It's like, no, not at all. At the start, maybe.
Right.
After that, you've done it for so long, it becomes like brushing your teeth. As soon as you get up, I just put my clothes on and start going for a marathon. And I don't really think about it. So that helps probably the most, is just doing the same thing all the time. Maybe I could do more in terms of recovery. I think I could definitely do more in terms of nutrition. I'm still quite eat whatever.
I mean, you're running a marathon every day. You can eat whatever you want.
Well, yeah. But I ate quite a lot of crisps and probably things not so healthy. But I also think, like, if you read a magazine and they say what runners should be eating, sometimes it feels like they expect you to have a chef living, like, with you.
Thank you. Yes.
Most amazing meals. And sometimes I feel like, look, I don't feel great. I need some sugar. I'm just going to have what makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like they underestimate eating for mood and just expecting that you have 5 hours a day to cook the most amazing meal. I don't, so.
And like weigh it out, perfect, yeah, you know, yeah. Grams. I'm just like, I don't even know how to do that.
No.
Now,
I don't have the time, so.
No, I mean, most people that run and, you know, work and do other things and have a family and a social life, we don't have time to do the cooking and figure it out. So I'm right there with you. Kind of eat like what your body's feeling like. If you're low on sugar, grab a donut.
Yeah. Well, like for me, like as soon as I come back, I've got to go to work. So I don't really have time to do anything like that.
I was going to ask you. So, okay. So you fit it in the morning. Oops, sorry. There's Riley there. He's playing with my cats. You fit it in the morning. What time do you start and what time do you have to go to work? Cause you said it takes 5 hours. So that's a significant amount of time.
Yeah. So I get up at 3 a.m. every morning.
Wow.
By the time I start, it's about 3:40 or something. Run 5 hours. Luckily, I can start work at 10, although sometimes I have to start work at 9 if I've got a meeting then. And then I finish at 6:30 and go to bed at 7. So I've only got kind of half an hour after I finish work.
Yeah.
I've got to do everything, eat, get ready for tomorrow. So I don't really have any, I don't have a social life. I don't.
You got dogs. It's okay. Dogs are our social life.
I have dogs. Do you know what? One thing I thought as well. So prior to doing this, I thought I wasted so much time doom scrolling, kind of just on your phone, looking at nothing, just wasting your time. Do you know what I really want to do right now? Is just do nothing and get on my phone and look at pointless things. Like I've missed that time to, it's like when you finish work, you need to de-stress a little bit.
Somehow, so yes.
I've realized that time, although it probably is a lot of the time, it is pointless and you could be doing other things. some of that time I think is necessary just to kind of de-stress and separate when you finish work from going to bed. Otherwise, if it's so sudden, I'm still thinking about all of that when I go to sleep, and it's probably not healthy either. So there's something to be said for doing boring things, I think.
I love that. No, I love that you brought that to light, because it's like that zone out where you're just kind of like just disengage from everything for a second. So with the marathons, wow, there's just so much. I just love that you do this. What got you into running in the first place? Not just this, but what got you into running that's led up to this? Because you do have a full-time job, and that's a lot to balance.
Yeah. I started doing a couple of things. I've done a few ultra marathons before I did this.
Okay.
And I really, really liked it. And I think what I liked about it was pushing myself and going further and, you know, thinking the first one, there's no way that I could ever do this. And then you do it and you feel great and you want to push yourself even more. The second thing, I think, so I'm a massive introvert. So actually running really works for me because I'm on my own and with my dogs.
Right.
It's kind of, I wouldn't say me time, but it is time that I can think about things, or I can listen to a podcast, or I can just kind of chill out.
That's the time
I really kind of feel good, especially if I'm outside and I'm bonding with my dogs as well. So I really like that time. And if I can be doing physical activity at that same time, that really works for me. So there's that part of it as well. I think mainly just pushing myself. I think running with ultra marathons, you just want to do more and more and more and more, and it does become addictive. Everyone's got one addiction, so it might as well be that. It's probably there are probably more unhealthy addictions to have. So
this is kind of true. There's a few other like unhealthier ones. You know, running might be up there for some people. I'm kidding. No, running is the best addiction, you know, between runners, if we're talking about that. Kind of going back to your dogs, I want to know, do you give them like any special diet? Or do you just kind of give them extra food when they're running? Or how does that look like for a border collie for you and them running every day like this?
Yeah, I started off doing that just to get them used to it. There's these special kind of energy, kind of chews, energy things that I took on with me, put in my running vest, and I would give them to them every hour or so.
And they're made for dogs?
Sorry?
They're made for dogs?
Yeah, they're made for dogs.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard of these. Okay.
I can send you the link. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's German. But yeah, so I used to do that. But now they're just so used to it. If it's really hot, obviously I'll take some water with me.
Right.
And I know certain places to stop where you can go to a bathroom and get water. But otherwise, they're just used to it. So I feed them beforehand, but feed them afterwards.
Do you have them on a leash or do they just kind of roam free?
No, they free run.
Okay.
We did one race together, a canicross race. So where I'm wearing a belt, they're wearing a harness, and they've got the bungee line, and they kind of pull you along. So we did a marathon in Eastbourne, south coast of England. So it's quite hilly. It's quite helpful if they're pulling you up a hill.
I was going to say, it's super helpful.
Yeah. Otherwise, they free run, which is good because we do more or less the same route every time. So I'm not worried about them running off or anything. And actually I quite like that because they get less bored. With collies, it's not just the physical side. It's they need to have something to do.
The stimulation.
So if they can go off and see one of their friends at the park, say hello, then come back or chase a squirrel or whatever it is that they do, then that works for them a lot better rather than them constantly being on the leash. But it depends. It depends where you live. Depends if you're near roads, depends if they're wildlife, depends what the dog is used to as well. I also run with them on the lead if I have to. So, but most of the time it's off lead.
Yeah, no, they, that's so funny. They need that. Like they're not good on leashes. Like even we're practicing off leash with Riley because he won't stay by me if there's other dogs around. He won't come back yet. He's 7 months. Like we'll get there. But okay. They just love off leash. They love running. They just love flying around. So I guess this is another question because people ask me this one all the time. And I guess I personally find this one hard to understand is, do you ever worry about their hips running as much as they do?
No, I mean, we're always running on soft ground.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's exactly what they'd be doing if they're a farm dog, really.
Right.
Without the sheep involved. So, no, and they get constant checkups. I think those kind of questions, I'd get the same questions as well. People will say, well, aren't you worried about your knees? You're not going to get replacement knees in 2 years. You're not going to have to do this.
This is so true.
I'll be fine. This is, humans are born to run. Like, mm-hmm. we'll be fine. And even if I sit down on the sofa, like, there are people that can be unhealthy as well if you just sit down all day for.
Right. We gotta look on the other side. Like, it's bad for a dog to just sit inside all day and eat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, with the humans thing, sometimes I've heard someone say running a marathon every day is extreme. I think what's extreme is never going outside, sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, then staring at your phone. Like, that's probably, if you look at the whole history of Homo sapiens, like, that's probably the only time we've become so sedentary. So I wonder how healthy that is as well. So I think as long as you're sensible, I think it's fine. And no, I don't worry about the hips of my dogs. They get constant checkups. They're healthy.
Yeah.
The other collie I had arthritis, but she lived to 15, which is a good age for a dog.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great age for a dog.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Border collies are hardy dogs. They're just very...
Which is good and bad because they'll push through it.
Also, humans when we get injured. So that brings me to my next question. Have you suffered any injuries you've had to push through so far? Probably not even at the beginning, because that's usually where they happen. Then your body gets used to it.
Yeah. No, I'm quite lucky. I've never had a serious injury in life, actually.
Good.
I feel like I've got a body that I can push and it will bend rather than break. One thing I've had to endure is illness. I've been quite ill. Basically, since 2 weeks or something, 3 weeks, I had a stomach bug.
Oh.
And so pushing it through that has been quite hard. But in terms of illness, in terms of twisting your ankle or something like that, that's never happened to me. So touch wood.
No shin splints, okay. No like pulled muscles or anything?
Nope.
That's nice. Good. Your body is like strong and ready to go. But if you've done other ultras, like I'm sure it was already like accustomed to the long distances.
Yeah. Although when I started this challenge, I didn't lead up to it. I just started, which I think in hindsight was not very smart because the first two weeks were a bit of a kind of, yeah, I felt that one, but you know, I've done it now. So how do you
travel a lot where you have to find new routes to go on when you go out to new places? Do you run the same route in your own area?
I'm quite lucky that I live in London, in the UK, but I'm quite lucky that we live near a local park, which leads onto a forest.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So there's quite a lot of different routes that we can take. We usually do the same route, to be fair, every day, just because it's easy. The
it's
dogs
easy.
Know it. I'm not going to get lost. I get lost quite a lot.
Overrun.
But I'm planning to do a lot more runs in different places because the dogs really, see when I say we, I mean me and the dogs, we really enjoyed the trip to the South Coast where we did the race. And there's lots of places in the UK actually that we haven't been to that I'd really like to run. I don't know if this is true for you as well, but as a runner, you see something, you think, I'd love to run there. I don't want to just go there. Just you see like someone send you a picture of something. I just want to run there.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing at the moment. So. Is it the same with you?
Yeah. There was somebody posted something of Switzerland the other day and I was like, imagine running around that road and you just see the mountains and the water. And I'm like, oh God, are we sick?
Yeah.
That's exactly what's how it, we think.
What's it like? You're in Salt Lake City.
Right? I'm in Salt Lake City. I actually used to live in Florida and I moved like on the beach and moved over here to Salt Lake City. It's gorgeous. Like the mountains are incredible. Yeah. There's so many trails right now. There's about, I think 700 inches of snow up on the mountains. So we can't really run in the mountains yet. But it's just a beautiful place to be. And that's why I also got my dog, because I can run anywhere with him and we can just go on trails all day long.
Yeah. So what's your experience of running with Riley then? Do people make some comments or are they surprised that when you're out running that you have him with you?
Yeah, actually. So I've had a lot of like very like positive comments where I was like, that's so cute. I can't believe you got him to run with you and actually like behave. I didn't really give him a choice. Like we just trained him. I just was like, we're going to go for a run. Let's go. And I just kind of like bared a bad run, him fighting the leash, and he eventually got it pretty fast. But I've gotten quite a few comments that are like, you shouldn't be running with your border collie. He's going to get arthritis. Oh, his hips are going to be bad. Oh, he's too young to run. But like, I talked to a vet and I was like, should I be running with my dog this young? Because you have to wait 16 months, most of them say. And that's over a year. Okay. That's like a year and a half. And the vet had told me, he's like, you know, this dog is going to run with or without you. You get to choose. And I haven't run over 7 miles with him yet. Just because it's been so snowy, there's not many places to go 7 miles without just looping and looping and looping. He loves it. He will stay right by my side the whole time, head held high, just smiling. Like, it's not hurting him. He never whimpers. If he needs to stop and go to the bathroom, I stop because I have to have him on the leash right now. I'm not just dragging him behind me. I think people think I'm dragging him.
That's silly. I mean, I think we have such a domesticated view of dogs. Like, if you look at wild dogs or wolves or something, do you think the mama wolf says, sorry, you can't come with us, you're not a year old yet? Well, she's not going to say that, is she?
Well, you know, that's the same thing I said. Like, I think my biggest argument to it was, you know, when people even get these, oh, okay, wait. So that is Inca.
That's Inca, yeah.
Oh, so beautiful. I love the two different colored eyes. I forgot the name for that.
I don't know either.
Yeah. There's a, oh, she's so beautiful. I know Riley's been playing with toys below my feet this whole time.
Okay.
Can we
Sorry, I cut you off. I just.
Aw. Ink is beautiful, but no, I always tell people, you know, when farmers get these dogs or when the dogs are in the wild, are they sitting at home waiting for them to turn 16 months before they run? Yeah. I don't think so. No. So.
No. Another thing I often read in dog books is that you can only take them out for 5 minutes per
month.
So if they're like 3 months old, that's only a 15-minute walk a day. Like, again, maybe that works for some breeds. It doesn't work for collies. So I think be sensible, definitely. But you know your dog better than anyone. So
no, I'm right there with you. I mean, I honestly started running him about 3 miles when he was 4 months. And he kept up. He didn't whine. Yeah. He loved it. And ever since then, like, if he doesn't run, he goes crazy in the house. He kind of whimpers. Yeah. He looks at me like, hey, I need to go somewhere. It gets anxious. I mean, it's in their blood. And that's why I got the breed itself. And it's funny because I live in an apartment right now. So we have to run. Like, that's my motivation to get out with him every single day. And people are like, oh, that's a runner dog. You don't want that. They can be destructive. I was like, he's going to run with me. We're going to run every day. Hike, run. And, you know, there's a couple trails here where if I just walk it, there's 10 dogs he'll just go run off and play with. And everybody just walks together and the dogs just all play all day. It's great.
That's amazing.
Bless you, Inca. Oh my gosh. So where are you guys going from here? So you want to run over 600 marathons. How do you have anything coming up like races?
We'd like to spread the word more about kind of the charity work and modern slavery. I still think that's, people have a view of slavery. That's something that happened in the past. It doesn't happen anymore. So a lot of people don't really know much about that. So that's something we'd like to, I'd like to think about a bit more. And it's just to have fun. I kind of want to go on an adventure, really. I mean, call it a midlife crisis or something, but I kind of just woke up and thought, I haven't really done as much as I wanted to in life. So if I can run with my dogs, do it in lots of different places, have fun, raise money and awareness for a charity, improve my well-being, and break a record all at the same time, then I think those are all good things.
Gosh, I love that. And I think, honestly, you guys have so many marathons, so many miles ahead of you. And I'm excited to, like, watch it on Instagram. Where can they find you on Instagram to join the journey? Or even a website if you have somewhere to for your charity.
Yeah, thank you. The charity is called Hope for Justice. You can find us on Instagram at mycrazycollies. They're the crazy ones, not me. I'm quite normal. If you go to My Crazy Collies on Instagram, you can find us there. And I try and do kind of reels and videos. I've just bought a drone. We're going to try and do some drone
footage. I love the drones. Do the drone footage. Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Maybe you can give me some tips.
Yeah.
I've realized it's more complicated than I thought.
Make sure you get the drone that tracks you and you can just have it run behind you.
I've bought it now. You should have told me that before. No, it's got to follow me thing. I was thinking, actually, if it's possible to get it to follow the dog.
Like, yeah.
Put the phone in the harness of the dog and get it to follow the dog. Although one of my dogs does love chasing things like in the forest, so I don't know if that means it's going to hit a tree or something.
You should put a GoPro on them.
Yeah, but I think some of them fall off.
You have to almost like strap it, but yeah, and if they shake it off too, because they always shake, it might not work. I've seen them do it on like smaller dogs, but not dogs that run a lot. So I don't know. Maybe they have like little cameras that you can put on their collar, so it's like the front view of like where they go.
I don't want to know. Yeah, that would be cool. Either way, even if it breaks, we're gonna have some cool videos coming up.
I love it.
Go on an adventure. Like, why not? Life is so short. It really is. So
it really is.
Have fun.
I love it. Well, Aaron, honestly, I want to have you back like later on, like when you maybe like next milestone. What's your next milestone to you?
When I've done it for a year, 365.
Okay, 365 days. Okay. That's less than a year away. So I'm going to have you back on. I want to see, comparing now to then, how it's going for you.
That would be good.
Awesome. So I am wishing you, Inca and River, the best. And we will have you on soon.
Thank you very much. And thank you for...
Well, you guys, that's all I have for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's helping you solve those everyday little problems. And I also hope it's challenging you and helping you become mentally, physically, and emotionally stronger, just like we want to do here on the Run, Thrive, Survive podcast. Please make sure you are subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen to that podcast, and leave that review if you're listening to it on Apple. I want to hear from you. And if you'd like to support the podcast, please make sure you check out the show notes, podinbox.com/runthrivesurvive. You can do two things there. You can record a voice message that you can ask me a question. I can respond to you if you need help in something. I can also play it here on real time on the podcast during Q&A podcast. So that's super exciting. You can also, if you'd like to donate and support the podcast, you can leave the donation at that pod in box link. So you guys, I appreciate you. As always, I hope you get out there and you run your life and do not let life run you. Bye, guys.